This is the Rashi roundup for Parshas Vayetze. So we'll start from the first pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran. Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran. We'll do the second Vayetze. Vayetze lo hayatzarech lichto vela Vayelech Yaakov Haran. There was no need to mention the first part of the pasuk. Just say Yaakov went to Haran. V'lama hizkir yitzia. Why did they mention his leaving? Ella magid she yitzias tzadik min hamakom osa roshem. It's to tell us that when a tzadik leaves a place, it makes an impression. When a tzaddik is in a city, he is its glory, he is its shining light, he is its beauty. And all these things leave when the tzaddik leaves. Also in Megillas Rus, where it says that she went from the place by Naomi and Rus, they were obviously Nashim Tzidkanios, and therefore they were leaving as well. That made a roshim. Sorry, we're gonna go to pasuk Yid Aleph. Next pasuk, Vayifka b'makom vayel and shon, and he met the place and he slept there. Kivo Hashemesh, because the sun had gone down. Vayikach me'avnei hamakom vayasem irashosav. He took from the stones of the place and he placed them by his head. Vayishka b'makom ahu, and he lay down in that place. So we'll do Rashi Vayishkav. Lashon miut, that is an exclusive language, excluding. But also makom shachav, he lay down in that place. Aval yudalit shanim. But when he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever 14 years, he did not go lay down at night because he was busy learning Torah. Let's just go back to the previous Rashi by Yosem Mirasho. So he placed the stones around his head. Asan Kimin Marzev Saviv Roshe Shayare Mipnei Chayes Ros. He made them some sort of a drain pipe around his head because he was afraid of the wild animals there. His Chilu Marivo Zum Zu. And the Medrash says that the stones were arguing one with the other. Zosomers Alaya Niach Tzadik as Rosho. Zosomers Alaya Niach. Each one said that Tzadik should put his head upon me. Miad asana kadosh baruch hu even achas. Immediately Hashem turned them into one stone. V'zeo shenemar v'yikach esa even asher samei rashosav. That's why it says he took the stone that he placed around his head, because they all became one stone. Pasuk tes zayin after Yaakov, yikatz Yaakov mishno. So after Yaakov has the dream, he wakes up from his sleep. V'yomer achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. It appears that Hashem is in this place. V'anochi lo yadati, and I did not know. Says Rashi, Vanochi lo yadati, she'im yadati lo yashanti makom kadosh kazeh. Had I known, I would not have slept in such a holy place such as this. Skipping now to Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Vav. So Yaakov is talking to the shepherds outside of Haran. Va'yomer lohem ha'shalom lo. He asks, how is he doing? How is Lavan doing? Va'yomru shalom. He's doing well. V'hinei Rachel bito ba'a im hatzon. And here his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. So Rashi here gives us a little bit of an important grammar lesson in accenting the word. Hatam ba'alef. It's ba'a. You accent the aleph. V'tergumo asya is coming. Rachel ba'a hatam lamala be'beis. If you say Rachel ba'a with the accent on the beis, the first syllable, v'tergumo asas, she already came. Harishon lashon oseh, v'asheni lashon asusa. The first one means she's doing it now, and the second way means she has already done it. Now, this is important, especially for Balkore, because it actually changes the meaning of the word if you accent it on the wrong syllable. Let's skip now to Pasuk Yud. So Yaakov meets Rachel. Vayhi kasher ra'a Yaakov es Rachel bas Lavan achi imo. When Yaakov sees Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his mother, ves tzon Lavan achi imo, and the sheep of Lavan, the brother of his mother, vayigash Yaakov vayagil asa evan me'al piya ba'er. And Yaakov approaches and he rolls the stone off of the opening of the well, vayash es tzon Lavan achi imo, and he gives to drink the sheep of Lavan, his uncle. So we'll do plus of Divrei Maskil Vayigash Yaakov ke'adam shemavir sapkak me'al pitz loch. It's like removing a cork from a bottle. Lahodiacha shekocha gadol, to tell you that he had great strength. Now next pasuk Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel, and Yaakov kissed Rachel. Vayisas kolo vayif, and he lifted up his voice and he cried. Rashi vayif lefi shetzaf shetzipa baruchah kodesh. He saw in his prophecy, in his Ruach HaKodesh, that she was not going to be buried with him. Because he came with empty hands. Amar Eliezer, Eved Avi Abba Eliezer, my grandfather's servant, came with all kinds of jewelry, and I have nothing. Because Eliphaz, the son of Esav, chased him down to kill him. And he caught him. Because Eliphaz was raised on Yitzchak's lap, he didn't do it. But what can I do? My father told me to do this. How can I fulfill his words? Take what I have. I'll be poor and then I'll be considered like I'm dead. So you'll have fulfilled your father's request as well. Skipping to Pasuk Yud. When Lavan heard what Yaakov, his nephew, had said, he ran to greet him, and he hugged him, and he kissed him, and he brought him into his house. And then he spoke, Yaakov told Lavan all of these things. So Rashi over here, why did he run to greet him? So Rashi says the same thing by Lavan the first time in Parshas Chayisara. They figured he was carrying a lot of money. But Lukan Basara Gamalim to Unim says when the house servant came, he had 10 loaded up camels. Vaychabeklo, and he hugged him. Kishelo ra imo klum. Amar Shem azuhuvim hevi. Vehena becheiko. Right, maybe he brought gold with him, and he's holding on to them on his person. Vaynasheklo, and he kissed him. Amar Shem amargolios hevi vehen befiv. Maybe he's keeping pearls in his mouth. Vaysaper Lavan, and finally he told Lavan shelo ba elamitoch ones achiv. He had to run away from his brother. Vishenatlo mamona mimena, and his money got taken away from him. Okay, moving to Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Ene Leah Rakos, and Leah's eyes were tender. Rachel Hoysa Yifas Torah Vifas Mara, and Rachel was beautiful of form and beautiful of appearance. Rashi Rakos, Shahisa Svura Lalos Begorolo Shel Esav Ubocha. She was very sad and she cried a lot because she thought she was going to have to marry Esav. Shel Yohakolom, everybody said, Shnei Banim Lirifka Vishte Banos Lilavan. Hagdol Lagodov Aktanim Aktana Lakotan. Right, because they assumed that she was the older daughter of Lavan, and she would therefore marry her cousin Esav, and her younger sister Rachel would marry Yaakov. Moving to Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayehav Yaakov es Rachel. Yaakov loved Rachel. Vayomer evadcha sheva shanim b'Rachel bitcha haketana. I will work for you for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. So Rashi points out that this is very descriptive language. Berachel bitcha ketana, kol asimanim alolula. Why say all these things? Lefisha yodea bo shehu rama. He knew Lavan was a trickster. Amar lo evadcha berachel v'shem atomer rachel acheres min ashuk. Maybe he'll bring him a different Rachel if he would have just said Rachel. Talmud lomar bitcha, your daughter. V'shem akamar achlif l'leya. Maybe he said I'll switch to Leia. Shema, I'll call Leia the name Rachel. V'ekra shema Rachel. Talmud lomar hakatana. Therefore, I said your younger daughter. V'yafal pichein lohel. It still didn't work. Sharei rimo. Still tricked him. So even with the Rachel bitcha ketana, it didn't work out for Yaakov. Skipping now to pasuk chafei. In the morning it was Leah. Vayomer el Lavan, mazosas hisali. Why? How could you do this to me? Halo b'Rachel avarti imacha. I worked for Rachel. V'lama rimisani. Why did you trick me? Rashi vahiba boker v'hinehi Leah. Avo b'layla lo haisaleh. But at night it was not Leah. L'fisha masar Yaakov simanim l'Rachel. Yaakov gave simanim to Rachel. Kishe roasa Rachel shemachnisin lo Leah. And when Rachel saw they were giving over Leah to the chuppah, amra achshav tichalim achosi. So now, not tichlam achosi, my sister will be embarrassed. Amdu masra la osan simanim. So she gave over the simanim to Leah, so she would not be humiliated. Skipping to pasuk lamed beis, Leah as a child, vatar Leah vatelet bein vatikra shmo Reuven. She had a son, and she called him Reuven. Ki amra ki ra'a Hashem be'oni ki ata yevani ishi. Hashem has seen my pain or my humiliation. For now, my husband will love me. Rashi vatikra shmo Reuven. Rabbo Sena Pirshu Amru Ru'u ma bein bini lebein chami. Look at the difference between my son and his uncle, essentially. Shemachar abachor li Yaakov. Esav sold the bechorah to Yaakov. V'zeh lo machra li Yosef v'lo ir erlov. He didn't sell the bechorah to Yosef, and nevertheless, he did not complain to Yosef, who took the double portion. V'lo od. Shelo irer alav ela shebikesh lohotziyom and ambar. Not only did he not complain about it, he actually tried to save him from the boar, from the pit. Pasuk lamed dalid, Vatahar od vateled bein. She had another child. Vatomer atah hapam yilaveh ishi elai. This time my husband will escort me. Ki latani lo shlosha banim. Al kein kara shmo Levi. Therefore she called him Levi. Rashi, hapam yilaveh ishi. This time my husband will escort me. Levisha imos nevios hayu. The imos were all prophetesses. Viodos sheyud beishvatim yotzim miyakov. And they knew that there would be 12 shvatim. V'dalad nashim yisem. They knew that there would be 4 wives. Amra me'ata ein lo pischon pe'alai. Now he has nothing that he could say against me. Sheharei natalti kol chelki bevanim. I've given over my share's worth of sons. Skimming the perek lamed pasuk aleph. Vatere Rachel ki lo yolda liyakov. Rachel saw she had not any children to Yaakov. Vatekane Rachel bachosa. And Rachel was jealous of her sister. Vatomer el Yaakov, hava li banim, v'im'ayin me'sanochi. She said to Yaakov, give me children, and if not, it is as if I am dead, or I am dead. Vatekanei Rachel b'achosa, says Rashi, kan'a b'maisim atovim. She was jealous of her good deeds. Amra, ilule shetzadka v'imeni lo zachsa l'banim. Had she not been more righteous than I, she would not have merited having all these children. Skipping the pasuk yud, vatelet Zilpa shivchas Leah liyakov bein, and Zilpa, the maidservant of Leah, had a son for Yaakov. Vatelet Zilpa, says Rashi, bekula nemar heirayon chutz miZilpa. All of them mentions vatahir, lashon of pregnancy, except for Zilpa. The visha haisa bechora mikulan. She was the youngest of bechura mikulan. She was the youngest of all of them. Vatinokes b'shanim. She was very young. Vein heirayon nikarba. You couldn't really see the pregnancy on her nearly as much. And to trick Yaakov, Lavan gave her over to Leah. Shelo yavin shemachnisim lo es Leah shekach mina glitein shivcha gdola legdola vaktan lektana. Because the custom was to give the older to the older and younger to the younger, and that was another way to trick Yaakov into thinking he was really marrying Rachel. Moving now to pasuk chaf aleph. Achar Yolda Bas, after she had a daughter, Vatikra Shema Dina, and she called her name Dina. Rashi, Pirshu Rabbi Sina, Shadona Leah Din Ba'atzma. Leah made a cheshmen on herself. Im Zez Zachar, if this will be a boy, Lote Rachel Achosi Ka'achas Hashvachos, then Rachel will not even be as many as one of the maidservants. Vehispala Allah, Venefach Linekeva. She davened and she turned her into a girl. Gemara in Brachos mentions this was a particular nes that was special for a tzedekes like Leah. Pasuk Chafei, Vayhi Kasher Yolda Rachel es Yosef, and it was when Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Vayomer Yaakov el Lavan Shalacheni ve'elecha el Mekomi ul Artzi. Send me, and I will go to my place and to my land. So Yaakov told Lavan he wanted to go home. Says Rashi, Vayhi Kasher Yolda Rachel es Yosef, Mishenolad Sitno Shel Esav, when the Satan, the archenemy of Esav, was born. Shenemar Vahaya Beis Yaakov Eishu Beis Yosef Lehava O Beis Esav Lekash. Yaakov was like fire, Yosef was like the torch to light it, and like the flame, and Esav was like straw. Eish below Lehava Eino Sholit Lemerachok. Right, if you have fire but it doesn't have a torch and a flame that it could that it can light up something else, can't hit light it from a distance. Mishenolad Yosef batach Yaakov Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'ratzo lashuv. When Yosef was born, then Yaakov trusted that Hashem's plan was coming to fruition and he wanted to return. Moving to Pasuk Lamed Gimel, now we're dealing with the business deal between Yaakov and Lavan. V'ansi b'tzidkasi b'yom achar. And my righteousness will testify for me tomorrow in the future. Kisavo al schari lefanecha, when I bring my salary in front of you. Kol asher einenu nakod betalu beizim v'chom baksavim ganuv hu iti. Anything that was not speckled or spotted among the goats or brown among the sheep is stolen with me. Meaning, I will have an outward sign to show that I'm not stealing from you. Rashi v'ansa b'tzidkasi. If you are choshed, if you suspect me from stealing, then my integrity will testify for me. Kisavo tzidkasi, when my integrity will come, v'tayid al schari lefanecha, and it will testify about my pay in front of you. Shelo timtza be'edri, right? You will not find anything in my flock. Ki im nekudimu tluim. that aren't spotted or speckled. If you find that don't have the simon, you will know that I definitely stole it from you. Now we're moving to Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Hashem al Yaakov, shuv el eretz avosecha. And Hashem said to Yaakov, go back, return to the land of your fathers, umotecha, unto your birthplace, ve'ayeh imach, and I will be with you. Rashi, shuv el eretz avosecha, v'sham ayeh imach, and that is where I will be with you. Aval ba'odcha mechubah l'tameh, when you're still connected to this tameh person, e'efshar l'hashros shechina si alecha. It is impossible for me to have my shechina dwell upon you. And this is very similar, we've seen this throughout, especially with Avraham and Lot, that Hashem will not bring the Shechina to dwell upon someone who is connected to a bad person. Skipping to Pasuk Tesvav, this is where Yaakov is speaking to his wives about leaving. Halo nachrios nechshavnu lo kimacharanu. Right, so his wives say back, he treats us like strangers, that he sold us. V'yochal gamachol es kaspeno. And now he's consuming our money. So Rashi explains, halo nachrios nechshavnu lo afilu b'shasha derech b'nei adam lasis nedunya levnosav. Normally, the way people do it is they give their daughters a dowry to try to attract a husband, b'shas nisuin, at the time of marriage. Nagimeno kinachrios. Rather, he treated us like strangers. Kimacharnu lecha b'schara pu'ula. He sold us to you for the work value of your work, meaning he made you work for us. Normally, when you give away your daughters, you give a dowry. Es kaspeno, and he's eating through our money. She'ik gave to me schara pu'ula secha, that he was trying to cheat you out of your salary, which is our money too. It's our family's money. Okay, skipping to Pasuk Yates. V'lovan halach l'gzoz es tzono. Lovan went to shear his sheep. V'tignov Rachel es haturafim asher lavia. And Rachel stole the idols that belonged to her father. Rashi, v'tignov Rachel es haturafim lahafrish es avia me'avodah zarah niskavna. Her intentions were to separate her father from worshipping avodah zarah. Pasuk Chaf Dalid. This is when Lavan is chasing Yaakov. Hashem comes to him in a dream at night. Be very careful lest you speak to Yaakov either in a good way or a bad way. Rashi, all those things that are good for Rishayim is considered bad for Tzadikim. Meaning, even the good things for Rishayim, the Tzadikim want no part in it, and it's not a good thing, objectively speaking. Now, skipping to Pasuk Lamed Beis. Im asher timtzoes Elohecha lo yichyeh. So Yaakov says to Lavan, if you find your false gods amongst anyone, that person will not live. Neged achinu haker lecha, ma'im adi v'kach lecha. With our brothers as our witnesses, whatever you find of mine, that's of yours, that's among me, take it away. Lo yada Yaakov ki Rachel ganavtam. Yaakov did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Rashi comments, Lo yichyeh ume osa klala mesa Rachel baderech. And it was because of that curse that Rachel died on the road. Skipping the pasuk membeis, Lule Elokei Avi Elokei Avraham ufachad Yitzchak hayali ki ata reikam shalachtani. Had it not been for my God, the God of my father Avraham, and the Pachad of Yitzchak, had he not been with me, you would have sent me away empty-handed. Rather, Hashem saw all of my hard work and my toil, and he gave you Musar last night. Rashi, why does he say V'fachad Yitzchak? Why does he just say Elokei Yitzchak? Lo ratza lomer Elokei Yitzchak. He didn't want to use such a lashon of Elokei Yitzchak. She'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu miyached shmo al tzadikim b'chayehem. Hashem doesn't put his name as the God of so-and-so while they're still alive. V'af al bish amar lo b'tzeiso me be'er sheva ani Hashem Elokei Avraham avicha v'Elokei Yitzchak. Even though earlier in the parsha he did say such a thing. B'shvil shekahu einav. That was because Yitzchak had ceased to be able to see. V'harehu kimes. Right, and he was considered like a mace because he was blind. Yaakov nisyari lomar velokei v'omar mafachad. But Yaakov was afraid to say such a lashon, and therefore he said lashon of fachad, pachad. Pasuk mem zayin, now they make their bris together, and they built the pile of stones. Vayakra lo lavan yigar sahadusa, and Lavan called that pile yigar sahadusa. V'yaakov karalo gal-eid, and Yaakov called it gal-eid. Rashi, Yigar Sadusa Targumo Shel Galed. It's the same word, it's just in Lashon of Targum, meaning it's the only Aramaic words in the Torah. Yigar Sadusa. Next, Pasek Nun. Imtane Espinosai, if you afflict my daughters, the Imtikach Nashim Albinosai, or you take other wives above my daughters, Ein Ishimano, we have nothing left between us. Re'e Elokim Eid Beini Uveinecha. Hashem will be a witness between you and me. Rashi, Benosai, Benosai. Why did I say Benosai twice? Af Bilav Zilpa Benosav Hayu, because Bil and Zilpa were also Lavan's daughters, Mipilegesh, from a concubine, from a secondary wife. And last Rashi that we'll be doing, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayan, Vayakov Halach Ledarko, and Yaakov went on his way, Vayifgu Bo Malachei Elokim, and he was met by Malachim of Hashem. Rashi, Vayifgu Malachei Elokim, Malachim Shel Eretz Yisrael, Bo Lekraso Lelavoso Laaretz. Malachim of Eretz Yisrael came to greet him, to escort him into the Holy Land.